Oh, let's do communion, okay? Can we do communion? All right. Hello, everyone. Very happy that we could gather once again. It's lovely to be in your energy. We have been focusing quite diligently on the reality, right? The reality of presence. And that is in deep contrast to what you have believed to be reality of personality. Personality isn't reality, but it has masqueraded as personality for all these lifetimes. And now, using especially the tool of clock time and surrendering clock time, we are able to, take the mask off of personality. We're still at the costume party a bit, right? We're working on this still together. We will collaborate, but, and we're experiencing a different take on reality, a different engagement with what reality actually is, what it really is. And we've talked about how that's the vastly changed state, right? It's disorienting uncertainty. It's abiding and I don't know. It's experience and explore. It's all these words that over the years we've baked in with meaning in an attempt to prepare you and your nervous systems for the fact that we were going to get to this point where your take on what is regarded as reality will start to radically change. In fact, Fred likes to call it the radically altered perspective or the radically different perspective or something like that. He uses the word radically. Like it's a radical change, radical change of perspective. That's what it is. It's a radical change of perspective in the vastly changed state, right? We're looking at all these, we're pulling all the words out. We need to get out the thesaurus at some point and then and dig up all the words so that we can try to communicate to you how big of a deal this is. And so you're in the radically changed perspective of the vastly changed state as you engage with reality without the masks of personality, the filters of personality, the distortions and delusions of personality interfering with you. That's where we are, right? That's really where we are. And as we collectively engage in that way, as we collectively navigate that experience, the opportunity is presented to really, really, really sink deeply into a willingness for it to alter. We can say experience and explore, vastly changed state, radically changed perspective. We can say all these terms until the cows come home. But if you are unwilling to deeply sink into the willingness for things to change, it doesn't matter what we say. And what did we give you in the very, 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 very beginning? You can't have change without change. Why was that one of the first things we ever talked about? Because that had to be inserted into your nervous systems as soon as possible, as early as possible in the journey. That had to be baked in. Can't have change without change. We can't have change without change until it became like an unconscious, subconscious reality for you. Why did we spend years talking about uncertainty and you're modifying your relationship and evolving your relationship to uncertainty? Why did we spend a lot of meetings talking about all those different energy systems? Remember the blue is for you thing. Because we had to prepare your nervous systems to encounter real reality. It's like the Matrix movie, and Neo gets taken out of the pod and he gets thrown into a room where the food is really weird and there's not exactly, the most comfortable clothes. And all of a sudden he's like, I can't work my eyes. And it's like, because you've never used them before. And he throws up and all the stuff from Matrix movie, that chunk of time when he gets out of the pod until he starts to get his feet under him, that's you guys. You know, when you see giraffes being born, or even horses, and the little babies try to stand up on these crazy long legs, and they're like, whoa, drunk almost, right? Whoa, trying to figure out, like, wow, I stand. Yeah, they know that they stand on those things, and to get them under them and to have them support their weight is such a profound thing. You're like this. And, you know, for years, we would always have a retreat at this time of year. And then, of course, things happened and COVID and everything got in the way of that. And we are going to have a retreat this year. And so we are in retreat season. And anybody who's been around for a few years or more knows that when we get into retreat season, stuff hots up, right? Stuff starts to hot up. So we're in the hotting up time. We're in the hotting up time. And the hotting up time of this time is, you know, you have just fallen out of your mother's womb and you've got long spindly legs and you're looking around going, where the hell am I? What the hell's going on? And then you realize what it feels like to run and kick and jump around and drink from your mother's body. That's you. You're that little baby horse. So somebody can find a good baby horse video and put it on the Discord and you can all have that great visual to enjoy of just how ridiculous, you know, it's like, right? The wiggly legs or the giraffe. The giraffe's a good one too. And as you get your legs under you and you recognize you are a brand new being and that reality isn't that isolated, limited, warm womb that you've been in, but actually the big wide world with like this vista to the horizon and infinite stimulation, it takes a second. Right? It takes a second to go, wait, what's going on? So it's really good that at the retreat, we'll be able to do some hands-on work because we would imagine your nervous systems could use that kind of tune-up. And so we'll do some tune-ups on your nervous systems at the retreat for those of folks who are able to attend. And we will endeavor to inject into our messages over the next, you know, chunk of meetings for those of you who aren't able to come to the retreat, support for your nervous system. So you're not left out that you're not here, but that will be our focus when we have you in hand, as it is said. The invitation that, you know, is being not just extended, but basically like shoved in your face and you've been drug into the party kind of a thing, excuse us, is really, really visceral at this time. Really, really visceral. There's an extremely visceral connection to it's all new. It's radically new. It's vastly new. It is incredibly, incredibly new. And Dennis just posted the giraffe in the meeting room here. Oh, where'd it go? Did it leave? It was so hilariously cute. It's perfect. Like that right there, right, Dennis? Good pick. That is you guys right there. And then look, not that long after, it's walking along with his mom and all its relatives. Giraffes are so interesting, aren't they? That right there, that's you guys. And you're like, what? What is going on with my legs? We need to screenshot. Dennis, can you also send that to Veronica on Discord or post it on Discord so she can put it on the website too for everybody who can't see it today? Could you do that for us, please? So, it's very cute. It's distracting now because we want to just keep looking at it. Look at those knees. That's amazing. So you're being thrust into something that's so different, and you're imagining that you're unprepared or unable to do it is not true. We have been prepping for this for 20 years, you know, in this experience with Veronica. We've been doing this for 20 years. So we could get to this time and everything that we, the giraffe is completely hilariously beautiful, but we cannot focus because we keep seeing it out of the corner of our eyes. So can you guys just post a bunch of like, icons or something so the giraffe goes up the page, please? Because we're like, we just want to look at the giraffe. Veronica's like, this is not helping. you're being, where were we? Because the giraffe. Your visceral, tangible, radically changed experience of being on this planet, of being part of this journey, of being ready for this section of the journey is unbelievably profound. And so you are looking into, thanks everybody, you're looking into life, right? You're looking into life from a perspective that says, everybody's posting fun things to make the giraffe go away. Now we're entertained. We want to see what people posted. That's very good. Dennis is quite clever there. All right. So you're looking into life, but you're experiencing it from your center, the down and in, the really connected to the physical body, really connected to a new experience of reality, really connected to the truth of things, right? Like earlier today or yesterday, Veronica resigned her position. It's a volunteer position, but she resigned her volunteer position with one of the crypto communities she's been involved with for almost a year. Because she said, the truth of the matter is, I don't agree with what they're doing. I don't agree with the direction they're going, and I don't want my name on it. That's the truth of the matter, right? And setting aside that group of people who many of them she's quite fond of was a challenge, but the truth of the matter outweighs the challenge, right? The truth of the matter outweighs the outweighs the challenge. So we would invite all of you to see where in your life the truth is loud. Where is the truth extra loud? And what am I doing with that truth? Am I avoiding it? Am I hiding from it? Am I pretending it's not real? What am I actually doing with the truth of the matter? Because there's no room in you for bullshit. And what do we mean by bullshit is, we really love saying bullshit. It's such a good word. What we mean by that is that when you strip away personality and you take off the masks and you remove the costumes and you start to have the vastly changed state and a radically changed perspective and all of these things, you know, the bullshit kind of rises to the surface to be skimmed off. And it's up to you to skim off and not just say, well, you know, it's kind of always been here. It's kind of always been this way. It's kind of, but just skim that off. It's up to you to do that. And that's a really important aspect of what is actually happening right now is the stripped down, raw, you know, unfiltered, uncostumed, no masks reality that you're in when personality is not dominant means you can't hide anywhere when bullshit shows up or you realize you're in it. This is just what is. Period. Full stop. That's what is. And even though it can be quite hard to call BS when you see BS, we imagine it will be intolerable not to, because it will make more personality if you do, or if you don't call BS on it, right? It just gives personality an inroad. And you haven't done all this work to get rid of personality to all of a sudden let personality have an inroad. Like, that's not a thing, right? So here we are. Here we are right now together. And you're in a deep invitation to engage with reality with really open eyes, a really open heart, and choose for change. Because you can't have change without change. Keep choosing for change. Keep saying yes to the transformation. You know, we always have liked this energetic and visual of being on the surfboard, right? And you're surfing a big wave, not one of those 50-foot ones, just, you know, a decent-sized wave, 10-foot wave. And the way that the water is constantly being renewed under you, right? That sense of like being carried forward, moved forward. But everything is changing constantly, right? That's surfing. You got to balance. Veronica's done it. So we know you got to balance in and amongst a constant set of changing stimulus. As you balance and you navigate and you go. And that really is such a beautiful visual. If you don't imagine that there's like an immediate coastline, but like a long-term riding the wave where you're constantly balancing in the face of absolute and profound change. And every moment is this radically shifting perspective on change. Radically shifting perspective. Radically shifting perspective. That's what you're in. That's what's happening. What you have regarded as reality is no longer the definition of reality. And so you're going to be discovering what the definition of reality actually is. And it's vastly changed and it's radically different. And it gives you an opportunity to have a completely different experience with physicality. And it gives you an opportunity to experience yourself, right? Your gingerbread, your interaction with the world, your interaction with other people from a stance that is not not how it's been. It's a shorthand way of saying it, right? It's not how it's been. And your role in that is to embrace the fact that it's changing. Your role in that is to embrace the fact that it's changing. Stepping into the fact that it's changing. And not resisting it. So one of the ways that we have been working recently on this is the clock time thing. We don't need to go over that again, but that continues to be a good tool. Veronica never looks at the clocks anymore. Like today, she looked at it just to be here on the meeting on time. But other than that, it's like, you know, irrelevant. So that changed so fast. And we talked a lot about presence and the idea of what presence really is and what it really isn't. And we talked about kind of how you bounce off the past and bounce off the future and sort of sometimes you wiggle closer to a place where the past and the future aren't lively in you. A tool that can be very useful in this is if you find yourself really trapped by the past and the future, or the future, where you're just like, I can't stop thinking about that call. I can't stop thinking about the last time I saw that person. I can't stop thinking about what I'm going to get in the mail. You know, how much money's coming, or am I going to get the job, or am I going to da da da, right? All that. I can't stop thinking about it. So an invitation in that is to ask yourself to think about the past and the future simultaneously. If one of those is bugging you a lot and you can't set it down, require yourself to try to think about the past and the future around that topic at the same time. So if you're thinking, you know, I'm waiting for a piece of mail to let me know a test result, then you say, when's the time in my past I've gotten a test result or some piece of mail that's important? And then think about that past experience and allow your feelings about the future experiences to exist in you simultaneously. And what this does is it basically just fritzes you out and it helps turn off whichever one was bugging you. It turns it off and it leaves you experiencing the profound fractal nature of the moment. It leaves you in reality. Because it's not like they cancel each other out, but they just sort of, you know, can't both be there. And so like they both turn off At least this is Veronica's experience of it. It'll be interesting to get feedback from all of you about what your experience of it is. They turn each other off, and then you are left with a reprieve where you can hang out in the middle. And then you don't go looking for anything else. And you observe choiceless choice and tidy timings as they arise. And another thing, you know, Veronica's had a few tricky things going on lately in her personal life. And one of the things that is, gets really, really loud is that more difficult version of tidy timings that we talked about, where looking into a situation and saying, I can see the tidiness. I can see what's unfolding, even though it's challenging and difficult and I'm having a hard time. I can see the perfection and the tidiness of it unfolding. So the definition of perfect and tidy and right and all those words starts to morph from getting what I thought I wanted because personality said it was good and desirable. It morphs into a recognition that what is unfolding is actually reality. See, when you're able to be present and the past and the future aren't so noisy, and you start to have a different experience of reality, then as reality unfolds, you can have a challenge in reality unfolding, but your resistance to it is quite a bit less because you see that, like, there's no point in resisting it because this is actually an unavoidable reality that I'm in. And the because you're not trying to avoid it, right? This is a little bit like a meeting. When you're not trying to avoid it, for Veronica, it becomes a very visceral sensation of dropping down and in, dropping down the fractal layers, dropping deeper into, right? Dropping deeper into. The newness of what reality actually is. Plummeting down into it. Your opportunity to not resist reality, even when reality is radically different than it used to be, and to see the unfolding beauty, even if it feels challenging at the time. And to stay in the place of presence in relationship to those things, that helps cement you into experiencing the world from awareness. Because there's not this resistance, and there's not this hiding in the limitation, going and looking for limitation to be comfortable, you know, like favorite familiar suffering. You're not going and looking for the place to be comfortable. Instead, you're abiding in reality. And this will take a minute. This will take a minute for you to experience this as a playground kind of a feeling rather than as a chore kind of a feeling. And there may be times when you experience it as a chore and sometimes when you experience it as a playground. But in general, this gives you the opportunity to experience it with this, like, okay, this is what's really going on. This is what's actually happening. This is what the truth is. And my journey in it is one of experience and explore and observation and taking it in and letting the newness of it be real. You know, that baby giraffe that Dennis posted earlier and we talked about, the baby giraffe has to take it in. Look at the look on that dude's face, right? He's taking it in. looking at the life and taking it in. Oh my God, everything is so new. Taking it in. And that's what you're all doing, is taking it in. Taking in the new. What we want to do is we want to do kind of a, not a meditation. We might not even do it. We might get one of the other ones to do it. Hang on. Give us just a second. We want to consult with you know who's, and we have to sneeze, which is always very awkward for us. Oh God. The I'm almost sneezing feeling. Not one of our favorite sensations. God. We're going to drink some water just to like deal with all of it. Bodies. We're trying to find, hang on. We're going to let the, we're going to let the collective of Mags, Matriarch, and the girls, along with Veronica's feminine energy, we're going to let them not trade off, because that's, you know, basically, that's like superhero stuff for Veronica, but we're going to let them collectively bring a message through. So it's going to be like an eyes closed. We hope you're in a space where you can close your eyes, and we will likely come back after they're done. That doesn't always last very long. So, and there's plenty of time left in the meeting. So we'll come back when they're done and see what else there is and take your questions. All right. So if you can close your eyes and be present, that's great. If you're, you know, multitasking, we understand. So just, you know, whatever. Okay, give us just a moment to round all that up. Greetings. What a joy and pleasure it is to add our collective energy to your conversation. Your reality is not your reality anymore. You are shifting and changing, growing and developing, becoming anew right in front of your very eyes. And the process of that unfolding is an opportunity for you to activate your heart energy in new ways. And by heart energy, we're referring specifically to the idea that as you experience yourself anew, the world gets to experience you anew. It's an exchange, not where you get your nervous system overwhelmed by too much stimulation from other people, not that kind of an exchange. There's a dynamic of loving exchange, where your ability to abide in presence and be deeply in truth, deepening into the fractal layers of the down and in the acknowledgement of how you have perceived the gingerbread and knowing that your gingerbread experience is beginning to shift as well, there becomes in you this beacon of heart energy, love energy, of reality energy, of breaking through the delusions and illusions that the world is addicted to, and offering this emanational, not any responsibility for where it goes or what it does, an emanational effect into the collective that generates a field of potentiated transformation for others to experience. And in this gift giving that you do, it costs you nothing, and it offers your blessing, in essence, on the world, your blessing on humanity, your blessing on the experience of the unfolding and evolutionary nature of the Homo sapiens journey. and your emanational force that you have no responsibility for keeping track of or even noticing it's happening, although we suspect you'll feel it in your body, even if you don't know where it goes or what it's doing, that beacon of light, that beacon of love, that transformational force transforms your experience of physicality very viscerally. So Elohim spoke beautifully at length about your transformation of reality. And we're talking about your transformation of physicality. Because when you have this experience of your heart transforming its journey and creating this new field of emanation, the ways that physicality has been perceived crumble. They must crumble. Because the thing that keeps them locked in place is the rigidity of this area of your system, this rigidity of this area of your emanational effect. When that rigidity, due to the surrender of so much personality, drops away and you do not censor or edit or try to control or predict what occurs with this emanational force from your heart, the experience of physicality and the nature of how physicality unfolds must crumble. And things like tidy timings and choiceless choices fall into this category, but those are really just the low-hanging fruit beginning of what we're going to get into. It's just the beginning. So as much as you can enjoy tidy timings and choiceless choice, let it be true in you that that's just the beginning of the way that this transformational scenario will unfold. You know, earlier Elohim talked about the tool, you can't change without change. And those of you who are familiar with that tool or even were around when it was created would be like, wow, that's the really early stuff. That feels really basic now. That feels really duh now. And you know, we have these other tools like the levels and like the surrender of personality that feels so more advanced and esoteric and intentional and powerful. Well, choiceless choice and tidy timing is like you can't have change without change in comparison to where you will be able to journey with this. We're pausing to let that sink in a little. That's really the truth. The way reality will shift and change and morph and evolve, and your experience of physicality will move along with it, is really at the beginning, and it's moving forward. And we imagine it has the potential to move forward very quickly, because look how fast the clock time thing shifted. It took no time for clock time to lose its dominance in you. Which is funny, by the way. Reality, truth, skimming off the BS, all the things that Elohim talked about, all of those things that Elohim mentioned, these are all so vitally important for you to allow to be lively in you. Allow those things to be lively in you. You don't have to understand or control or force or push or direct at all. Simply allow them to be lively in you. Allow them to unfold without restriction or editing. Be patient as tidy timings that occur in a non-linear fashion, or tidy timings that clearly require synchronization with other people or other situations to play out before they actually engage viscerally for you. Allow all of those things to simply be indicators of your new state. Indicators of your new state. Allow them to show up for you and allow yourself to lean into them. One of your other tools is I choose my reactions to my experiences, right? Remember that one? You've all had so much practice with that one, right? A real workhorse tool like that, that really, really got used. Well, this is where we are now in this sense of this is a workhorse kind of concept, that the engagement with the extended tidy timings We don't even remember if Elohim ever came up with a word for them, so we're going to call them the extended tidy timings, where you recognize the unfolding of tidiness that's taking lots and lots of clock time and is dependent on other tidinesses from other people, places, or things to enmesh with that. As that starts to become something that you are patient and present with, rather than freaked out by or resistant to, this is like the choose your reactions to your experiences tool. It's a similar place in the arc of teachings. And what is really nice is that choose your reactions to your experiences is extremely helpful when you have a tidy timing that's extended and it's playing out and you're having to, quote, wait. And when you have to wait, choosing your reactions to your experiences in that you say, I am not going to think this needs to be forced or pushed or edited or directed or cajoled. Rather, I'm going to recognize the unfolding that's occurring, and I'm going to sit in the truth and in the reality and watch for and be part of the radically changed perspective that is generated. This is just like choosing your reactions to your experiences was a muscle building tool, right? It built muscles in you. Over time, it became obvious and easy, and then all of a sudden you were in the non-triggered state. This is the same sort of thing. Allowing for these truths to be, and then practicing that and cementing it in your nervous system will liberate you in ways that you can't even imagine. And it's a little bit of a muscle building situation. That doesn't mean it has to take a lot of clock time. It does mean that it might take a bit. All right, we're going to round up Elohim again. Thank you all very much. All right. Whew, hello. Hello, hello, hello. Okay, it's your turn to talk. You type now, please. We can talk about anything we've said tonight. You can talk about that message that we just received. We can talk about how it's going with clock time. We can talk about how it's going with presence. We can talk about, you know, what you need to talk about. We're here to talk about it. That experience we just had sort of kicked Veronica's you know what a bit. So we're just sitting here until you type because We need a second to gather ourselves here. Okay, Nancy W. Witnessed an ingrained aspect of what by personality as, quote, me was pointed out that I no longer need at all. Just like with clock time, I just said, oh, drop it. And now it has very little and lessening influence in me. This is a huge part of what I thought was my identity. The, quote, this is me. Nope. Clock time dropping, playing out in so many areas, so cool, and a simple drop away. This is exactly what we were talking about earlier, Nancy, where the truth, right? The BS comes to the surface, you scrape it off, you're in truth. The truth is here, right? The truth is here. And the truth becomes like choiceless. It's like, okay. I'm not negotiating with what the truth is. Like you said, I was just like, I don't need that, right? And it just is choicelessly clear that that's the deal. Choicelessly clear, that's the deal. Okay, that's the deal. Here I am. Ron says, beautiful invitation to the newness of me. Lovely, lovely, lovely. still sort of coming back. Susan, I dropped into an almost wordless place with that meditation. Yes, beautiful, beautiful. Because, you know, we don't really need the words, but we still say them. It's okay. We still like talking. Many, many, many years ago, we told the group that someday we could have meetings without words. And Veronica was like, oh my God. Now she's like, yeah, I can feel it. So we don't see the need to do that, but we could if it felt clear that that was the step we were on, but it's not needed now, right? It's not needed now. Excuse us. Who else? Dennis, we know that you have talked a lot about this heart thing. We did not know they were going to talk about that at all. So if you want to remind the group and or say more about your current experience with that, we would definitely welcome that from you. Another thing that you could give us feedback about is the idea of holding the past and the future in your mind simultaneously as a way to shut them up. Anybody tried that before? Have you got any feelings about that? Randy says, feeling pretty altered while sitting in this lovely warm energy. Yeah, so is Veronica. She's sort of like, what? We're like bracing her arms on the arms of the chair, really. Really, you can't see us on the camera, but we're like really braced on the arms of the chair because she's a little woozy. That was a big deal. That was a big deal thing to experience together. And the way that she decided to do that was she invited all three of them in. Like typically she'll invite us in and then feel our energy come into her body. And she invited all three of them in simultaneously. And we don't think she's actually done it that way before. Before it's sort of been, we don't know, maybe a spokeswoman for one of them or something. We're not sure what she's done before. She's never done it that way before. So it's affecting her physical body a lot, which is good because she's having a different experience. Cornelia says, I'm noticing this radical change down and in when in one-on-one conversations. Authenticity is a duh rather than something difficult to grasp. Beautiful. And it feels really true as well. Cornelia, when we saw your name, Veronica realized she had not mentioned that if anybody can come just to one of the retreat channeling sessions, that is an option. If it works out that that's all that your calendar allows for. So that's something to talk to Veronica about if anybody's in that position. We don't think there's that many people actually that live close enough by that that would be something that would, necessarily be interesting. But it is something that just popped in, a little aha, so we decided to say it out loud. For those of you listening online, if you did not see the announcements, we are having a 20th anniversary retreat in October. What did we decide it is? The 6-7-8 or the 7-8-9? Whatever it was, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And Veronica will have all the details because they're, you know, ready for a head count now. The vagueness of someday you need to tell me you're coming is now, okay, we have reached that moment. Susan says, ha, I'm enjoying basking in that heart energy and don't want to leave it to bring up a personal challenge. Feeling around to see if I can address a problem. It's feeling irrelevant now. Well, let's just stick with that. That sounds like a completely radically changed state. So let's stick with that. Dennis, heart thing is definitely a super real thing. I experience a non-physical space like opening in the core of my heart center that radiates energetically like a sun. And the heart space keeps opening more and more viscerally as I down and in to this space more and more beyond identity and thinking. as awareness silence. I also have experienced this heart space emanating within the gingerbread in a way that clears up other energy centers in the body, like dissolving energetic crystallizations in them. Yes. You know, the emphasis they put on the fact that as you navigate this reality, this changing reality, the change in your experience of your physicality, the change in your experience of the gingerbread, all the stuff they said, you know, don't fall for the idea that the definition of what that change looks like is X, Y, or Z, right? Don't tell the reality how it's supposed to be. You know, that giraffe sure as hell didn't know what it was going to be doing 5 minutes later, right? So you have to be able to be really nimble. This is a nimble time, a really nimble time. And we've talked in the past about neuroplasticity, right? And the willingness to allow your thoughts and feelings to be plastic and change and move with transformation. And that's going to be really, really loud as well. That idea of being able to go, okay, I'm going to move with this insight, move with this change, move with this new move. I'm going to move with it. I'm going to move with it because it's requiring movement. That's why we were talking about that surfing the wave kind of feeling, right? And the giraffe being born, that sense of moving with the fact that huge transformation has occurred. You know, the giraffe doesn't get to try to climb back inside mama, even if that felt safe and wonderful. Like, that's over now. The butterfly does not try to become a caterpillar again. And these are really good visuals for you. The surfing, the caterpillar, the giraffe, it's all the same thing. It's like, okay, the movement has moved me into something new. And that new thing, I need to show up in truth with it. In honest evaluation and scraping off the BS, that's where I'm at. And honest evaluation and being in the truth and scraping off the BS, and then you don't know what comes next is reality as well. You don't know what comes next. That's reality as well. The you don't know what comes next is reality now. It's always been true, factual, but now it's reality. So when we talk about does, and we talk about you can't have change without change, and all these things, you're able to say, okay, yeah, that's reality. You know, that's true. I get it. And then at some point, all of those things start sinking into the point where they become like viscerally part of you, and they're just reality in you. And you notice that you don't default to victimhood, and you don't default to fear, and you don't default to all these other places where you used to default, right? And then that's what we're talking about, like where this becomes so incredibly obvious that it's the fabric of reality that you exist in. It's the fabric of reality that you exist in. That the presence you emanate is this heart thing, and the presence that you can be in creates these periods of mental silence where you start to be able to have a changed experience of reality, where truth is so obvious that it's inescapable, and taking action on truth, even when you have no idea what comes next, isn't something you avoid. All of these things rolling out. It's a profound movement. There's a lot of movement in this. Not in necessarily like moving house movement, but in movement in the fact that it's like the plant growing, right? It's like the plant growing is movement. The wave under your surfboard is movement, that kind of movement. Nancy, that's reality. The profound change is being viscerally experienced, and I embrace this is reality. Thank you. I am experiencing this. Yes. This unfolding, this movement, this transformational arc, this, you know, we could say it 100 different ways, but really it's not about the words. It's about you allowing yourself to experience it, not judge it, not talk yourself out of it, but be in it, on it, with it, present to it, engaged with it. That's where you are, who you are, what you're doing, what the reality is, what truth is, where you live now. That's who you are, how you're being, what is going on, the way it is. And the ride is weird because it's radically different and vastly changed and disorienting, uncertainty, and all of those words. But every single one of you can agree that the giraffe being born gives the giraffe the opportunity to actually experience and explore. If the giraffe stays inside his mommy, not a really big life. But when the giraffe is out of his mommy, now, okay, yeah, sometimes he feels hungry and sometimes he needs to poop and sometimes he falls down and sometimes it's hot and sometimes it's cold and all the things that happen, but staying inside of mommy isn't life. Staying inside of mommy isn't life. And you have had enough of a peek at life without personality in charge that you know. You know. The horse is out of the barn, as they say. Like, you can't put it back in. It's like, okay, now I know. And now the movement of that in your lives, in your bodies, in your emanational field, all of that has kicked off. And the BS has come to the surface and gets scraped off. And truth is just truth. And does or does. And choiceless choice and tidy timings are all over the place. And you ride with them, even when they're extended tidy timings that take a minute to, you know, unfold. That's what you do. And that's where you go. And that's who you are. Okay. So we will stay with you now if you have questions or comments. If you don't, we are going to let Veronica, take care of her physical body and take a break. It's been an interesting few days of an extended tidy timing playing out in a way that's been pretty much of a huge sea change for her. And so she's a little bit not quite all the way up to speed. And we're really grateful to her for being willing to sit down and do this even when she hasn't been quite up to speed within herself. So she's fine for at least another 5 or 10 minutes if there's anybody who would like to say something. But if you don't want to say anything, we're not going to, you know, push it too late tonight. We have another meeting on Sunday, so we can carry on in just a few days. Anybody else before we say goodnight to all of you? Ron says, I'm pretty full now with joy and gratitude. Lovely. Nancy says, thank you. Absorbing and embracing. Yes, that's a really good way, Nancy, to describe what has been presented. Kate says, heartfelt, deep appreciation. Yeah, that interlude we had with what are we going to call them? We don't want to call them the girls. We don't call them the women. We don't want to call them all those words, but the wisest part of the council maybe is the right thing to call them. That interlude, that choice they've been making lately to collaborate in that way, we feel tonight's was actually the most potent. So They pulled something off there, and it's pretty beautiful. And it sounds like from your comments that you're really you were really impacted by that. Anybody else? If not, please say goodnight. Kate says yes. Say goodnight so we know that you're not typing. And goodnight, Cornelia. And we will meeting with feminine wisdom. Yes. Ron says that. Yes, yes. Randy says good night and thank you. Nancy says good night. Dennis found his 3 red hearts. Kate says goodnight. Veronica's getting so sleepy saying goodnight to everyone. Her eyes are drooping saying goodnight to everyone. Susan says thanks so much and goodnight. Tiffy Tiff says goodnight. All right, sounds like we're saying goodnight then. All right, everyone. Well, we're really happy that we got to talk about this stuff. It wasn't exactly a plop meeting. It was more of a template kind of a meeting. You know, because we didn't plop something super esoteric out on you and you go, whoa. It was like invigorating the template in you. You know, we said at the beginning that we would work on your nervous systems for those of you who can't attend the retreat in person specifically, right? And this is kind of that, like taking your nervous systems and starting to work and tweak and we believe the word Fred used for it is grid, like a grid. Maybe that was the word we used. Anyway, it's like a grid, a template, a lattice of some kind that we're helping you to recognize is present. Anyway, those are just a bunch of words that are attempting to capture an energetic, and we're not going to keep trying because it doesn't really matter. You're all feeling it anyway. So we're going to leave it with that. All right, everyone. Much, much love to each of you. We will be back on Sunday at 11, okay? 11 o'clock Veronica's time. Goodbye.
Goodbye.